Cloud Atlas by David Mitchell. For Hannah and her grandparents.
The Pacific Journal of Adam Ewing. Thursday, 7th November. Beyond the Indian hamlet, upon a forlorn strand, I happened on a trail of recent footprints. Through rotting kelp, sea coconuts, and bamboo, the tracks led me to their maker, a white man, his trousers and pea jacket rolled up, sporting a kempt beard and an outsized beaver, shoveling and sifting the cindery sand with a teaspoon so intently that he noticed me only after I had hailed him from 10 yards away. Thus it was I made the acquaintance of Dr. Henry Goose, surgeon to the London nobility. His nationality was no surprise. If there be any eyrie so desolate, or isle so remote, that one may there resort unchallenged by an Englishman, 'tis not down on any map I ever saw. Had the doctor misplaced anything on that dismal shore? Could I render assistance? Dr. Goose shook his head, knotted loose his kerchief, and displayed its contents with clear pride. "Teeth, sir, are the enameled grails of the quest in hand. The days gone by, this Arcadian strand was a cannibal's banqueting hall. Yes, where the strong engorged themselves on the weak. The teeth they spat out, as your eye would expel cherry stones. But these base molars, sir, shall be transmuted to gold, and how? An artisan of Piccadilly who fashions denture sets for the nobility pays handsomely for human gnashers. Do you know the price a quarter pound will earn, sir?" I confessed I did not. "Nor shall I enlighten you, sir, for 'tis a professional secret." He tapped his nose. "Mr. Ewing, are you acquainted with the Marchioness Grace of Mayfair?" "No? The better for you, for she is a corpse in petticoats." 5 years have passed since...